Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
I had the, and I don't want to get all sad about COVID or anything like that, but I had a sad email yesterday.
Well, from what? From who?
About the COVID.
From?
My gym.
From your gym?
Oh.
You have a gym?
Yeah, remember I joined a gym?
Or is it some guy named Jim?
No, it's with a gym.
You joined a gym?
Remember when that Sean Spears piece of poo guy, you remember that trainer guy?
Yeah.
Well, I had to join the gym for him to train me. When was that? That was
Oh, that's been a while.
What was that guy that sang? The guy that sang up at the ski house?
Rob Thomas.
Yeah, Rob Thomas. I joined the gym at Rob Thomas because that stupid Sean Spears guy that ran off of my $650.
Oh, okay.
Said, oh, my dad and I have a special song with Rob. Can I go up there? I was like, sure. Didn't know he's a freaking loser.
Hey, whoa.
Dude, he ran off his $650. I prepaid him. I prepaid him so I'd work out for the whole year.
Yeah.
I prepaid him. He took off with my money.
Okay.
No, not okay. You wouldn't be okay with it if somebody ran off with your money.
No, but I want to get to the gym and your email.
So that's what I want to get to. So I had to join the stupid gym so I could be trained by a crook and that ran off with $650.
Okay. The email from the gym.
Well, they're closing permanently.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. All that was for that?
Yeah, but isn't that sad?
That is horrible. What gym?
It's the gym of Jamie. I don't know. It's a boutique one.
Okay.
I don't even know the name. I don't even know the name.
I'm a little scared.
It's like.
Just check your bill statement.
I don't even know.
I don't think she cares.
Like, it's called Esalon or something.
Okay. Like, now they're closing.
And they're closing mine, and they're closing somewhere else, and it's another one, and they're leaving open the Stapleton one.
Now,
and then he actually said, like, if you want to join the Stapleton one.
Did they give you a reason?
Yeah, because they tried and tried, but they just can't keep it going. So
not enough people?
Yeah.
You're the only one?
Well, no, they just said because this killed them, because they didn't charge us while this was going on.
Yeah, their rent is probably astronomical.
Oh, my God. And so they just can't do it. They said but that gym has turned over like three different names.
Now, what is the gym situation in Douglas County? Because I know on Saturday, you were all excited, Carson, because you live in Douglas County and you go to the gym frequently. And the word was that they were open. But after that, I saw a couple of different reports saying that it was trainers only, that if you had a trainer, you could get into the gym. And something like 24 Hour Fitness or Vasa or those places aren't really open yet.
I think we're at a standstill right now because I went there on Sunday, just drove by it, nothing. Went there on Tuesday, nothing.
Yeah.
So I think
I guess for me, it bummed me out because not because I didn't know that I had a membership, but because it bummed me out because I thought, oh, here we go. You know, now it's going to start affecting everybody.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him, I have to say. But speaking of the gym thing, did you see the new pool rules?
No.
One-on-one training in a pool. What the hell?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
For like athletes. To train.
Well, they didn't even say that. They didn't even say that. They just said personal training in a pool. And so they didn't say you have to be an Olympic athlete.
No, Polis said something about athletes and that they could train with their coaches.
I
up
saw
to
something
four
that
people.
Said you have to be a competition swimmer to be able
but
to.
But what does that mean? Like if BJ and I are like, hey, yeah, you want to, I'll take you on breaststroke. I mean, what does that mean? It's
no,
so vague.
Jamie, look at me. If I showed up at the pool claiming I'm an athlete.
I would believe it.
It wouldn't fly.
It's just such crap. It's like, what? One-on-one personal training in a pool.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a lifeguard.
I know you did.
And I feel like you and I have been competitive quite a few times in weird things.
Yeah.
So let's go freestyle.
Yeah. I didn't realize that that you could even go to a pool at all.
Yeah. It's one person.
Yeah. Well, that's not enough for a pool to open up. Right? I mean, what are you going to book? You going to book like a guy in the morning or a girl in the morning and then maybe somebody in the afternoon? How are you going to open up a pool just for that?
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Either. It's so dumb.
I guess if you went down to the rec center like Foothills, we have a rec center with a pool and they have the lap pool inside there. And I know a lot of the high school swimmers go down there and they train. So maybe that's what they're talking about.
Well, I was thinking it was like for older people because you know how if you get a hip replacement, they want you to exercise in a pool because mm-hmm. it's zero weight, yeah. right? And so I thought maybe it was like Tammy, who's like 105, and some guy named Steve.
Yeah, could be the case. I mean, that would be medical, so maybe that's that would fly too. I don't think pools, well, you might get a few community pools that open up, but on the large part, you know, with Water World being closed for the entire summer, I don't think you're going to see a lot of pools.
Well, I'm learning lots of stuff about our town. For example, did you know we had a bathhouse on Colfax?
No.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say yes if I did.
Schmidl, did you know that we had a bathhouse on Colfax?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh.
Did you or not?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did.
What is it?
It's where, like, I think it's where, like, gay people go, like, meet up and stuff.
They have a glory hole?
Maybe.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Because I saw that they're very sad. They think they're going to have to close forever.
Yeah.
The bathhouse.
So, now, have you been in the bathhouse?
No.
Just asking.
All right. Don't get the fence. Hey. Look, that would be a yes.
Is it just a bunch of saunas or is it a bunch of bathtubs?
No, I think it's just a bunch of saunas where dudes hang out.
Well, why is it called bath if there's no bath to be taken?
Exactly. I want a bathtub.
I don't know that part.
I want a jacuzzi.
Yeah, and then so they're really upset because they're going to have to close the bathhouse.
I think that's a good idea.
Can you see how long it's been open? It's been open for like...
I think we shut down the bathhouse.
Well, where are people going to go to take a bath?
Yeah, I don't know, but I got a feeling there's a lot more than COVID that spreads in there.
Oh! Okay.
Whoa, BJ, stop it.
It's just sad. Aren't you sad about it? It's on Colfax.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
I just didn't know we had it.
Me either. I think there's a lot of things on Colfax we don't know about.
Yeah.
It might
or
be best.
Dewey.
Yeah.
Of course.
I did see this. You don't want you want some more bad news. I guess Cheyenne Frontier Days has been canceled.
I know.
Yeah, and that kind of surprises me because I thought Wyoming was kind of really full tilt wide open. All of a sudden,
yeah,
but I guess
they don't have nearly the cases that anywhere else does.
Well, I think the reason they're shutting it down is because the majority or a lot of people that go to the Cheyenne Frontier Days comes out of Colorado and they're afraid of us. They don't want us bringing our COVID up there, you know?
Schmidl.
Yeah.
They're saying you're completely wrong. It's not for gay people.
Oh, no.
My God.
I thought that was a strong statement.
They're saying that you're completely, completely wrong.
Well, then what is it for?
Oh, my God.
Anybody that needs a bath?
The bathhouse on Colfax offers men's and women's soaking options, massages. They have a little deli that has food while you're there. Trust me, it doesn't have a glory hole. It's not for gay people.
Well, it needs one. They might have been able to survive this and stay open if they'd had one.
I think Schmidl went to the one next door.
Yeah. You've been going to the wrong one we're talking about here.
By the way, this has been open for 93 years.
You're kidding.
That's what I said. Yeah.
And it's an actual place that you go in and you just take a bath. It's all innocent.
Well, it's like bath and, it's all innocent. Steams and
they got
showers.
Massages. Yeah. Like a spa.
Yeah. It's it's like a yucky spa.
Oh,
but not with a happy ending.
Yeah, I got the afternoon open. I may have to run up there and take a bath.
By the way, Taste of Colorado also canceled.
Yeah, I expected that because being here in Denver, heavily populated, a lot of people go to the thing, 100,000 people
with all the food.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe with Wyoming because Wyoming has been quite limited on their lockdown, and so I thought maybe Cheyenne Frontier Days would stay open, but I guess not.
Can I just tell you, yesterday, I started chuckling because I was like, our show is so wrong about everything. Like, I literally thought to myself yesterday, we're not going to talk about stuff we don't know about anymore. Like, we can't, because I said yesterday that the National Forest or whatever, Rocky Mountain National Forest, was opening yesterday. And you said, no, it's been open forever.
Well, I thought it opened last week.
I know. And I was like, no, it's, I'm pretty sure. And then I was like, it's not worth the fight. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Ugh. And so then I see later that, yeah, it was the first day yesterday. Well, then, and it's my fault, I brought up the bathhouse, and that, but then Schmidl's like, yeah, it's for gay guys. Yeah. And it's not.
No, but I was entertained by it, Schmidl. You know what? I was on board with it. You know what? I'm good with that one being wrong. I'm okay with it.
I'm just like, let's all agree not to yell out stuff if it's not, if we don't know. We can say we can use these words on this show. You know what? I don't know.
Look, I don't mind being wrong about a bathhouse. It's okay.
But the people that go do.
Who goes?
All these people.
What do? You drive around town with a towel in your car? Just in case you want to hit a bathhouse or two?
Never mind.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.